Today's reading begins in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. In saying he ascended, what does it mean but that he had also descended into the lower regions, the earth? He who descended is the one who also ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. Now I say and testify in the Lord that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do in the futility of their minds. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, due to their hardness of heart. They have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity. But that is not the way you learned Christ, assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him, as the truth is in Jesus, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you are sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ also forgave you. Where we left off yesterday, Paul was talking about the mystery of the gospel that was revealed to him and that he makes known to others. Where we started today, he says, for this reason, I bow my knees before the Father. And he talks about the fact that he is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power that is at work within us. He is praising God while also recognizing that God is greater than we even recognize. He is able to do far more abundantly than that which we think to ask for or think that we might need. And thankfully, God knows better than we do what we actually do need. Chapter 4, he says, I urge you to walk in a manner that is worthy of the calling to which you've been called, worthy of being a child of God, worthy of being a disciple of Christ. And he says that we should be eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And right before that, having stated that we would bear with one another in love. And this is where he makes this statement, one body, one Spirit, called to the one hope that belongs to your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. There is no other. There is salvation in no other way. We must come to God through Christ. Verse 7, grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Then later on, he says, you know, he equipped us. He gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, teachers, all of this so that the saints might be equipped for the work of ministry and that the body of Christ might be built up. That is, each one of us might be built up. And that by so doing, we would mature in Christ so that we're no longer children, immature, able to be deceived, and able to be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. And so this is something we do for one another. We build up one another. And he says that we need to be speaking the truth in love and grow up every way into him who is the head, the Christ. The last section of our reading focused on the fact that we must no longer walk as the Gentiles do. He says they are darkened into in their understanding and alienated from the life of God. That's because of their ignorance and their hardness of heart. In other words, they do not respond to the message of the gospel. They stay in their darkened ways, and they are condemned for it. But he says, this is not what you learned in Christ. You need to put off your old self that belongs to that former manner of life that you leave behind in that watery grave when you commit yourself to Christ and are baptized for the remission of sins, and repenting of those sins. So we speak the truth in love, and we speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another, verse 25. Then he says, be angry and do not sin. After talking a lot about unity and love toward one another, so it may be that he's talking about any conflicts between the brethren. Of course, you can apply this passage whether we're talking about being angry with brethren or being angry with anything else. It doesn't really matter. The teaching stands. And do not let the sun go down on your anger. Don't let it become settled. Don't let it become sour in your heart, because you don't want to give any opportunity to our adversary. And again, this idea of leaving that old life behind, let the thief no longer steal, but rather him labor, doing honest work, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only with that which is for building up as fits the occasion, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit, whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let the bitterness, the wrath, the anger, the clamor, the slander be put away from you. Be kind to one another, forgiving one another, just as God has forgiven us. So it's all about living the life in Christ, the life that we learn from the scriptures and that we are expected to mature in and not to just remain stagnant. That concludes our reading today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.